like to read to you two scriptures, beloved, one in Matthew 26 and the other one in John 6, well-known passages, both of them. In Matthew 26, verse 26, as they were eating, that is the last of the Passover, Jesus starts to institute the new supper. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." John 6. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." I want you to notice the distinction between eating the body and eating the flesh. And this, beloved, is the great value of what we call the Lord's Supper, in that when we come in this manner, not that we worship this meeting at all, but when we come in this manner, we eat the body. Now you understand, that is the whole body. He didn't say, "Take a little bit of my body." Eat, this is my body. The bread which we break, says Paul, is the communion of the body. Amen. And this is the vital thing, beloved, that we're eating the whole body of Christ. That is, that if we belong to the body in the sense and manner in which we've been thinking these last days, we're eating the whole body. All right. I don't break a little bit off and say, "This is my part of the body." I eat the whole body. Glory. It's the communion of the body. That is not the same as eating his flesh. That's rather different. In John 6, you will see that he says this thing, that we have to clothe the life that he gives us with his flesh. This is really what he's saying. And when Jesus said, "You must eat my flesh," this was the thing that absolutely stumbled those people, because he was a living man. If he said, "No, I'm just going to die, then all fall on me and eat me," they would have understood that. But he was a living man. And he had clothed the life that he had from the Father with that flesh that was his. The life he was living in the flesh was all manifest there. And You see, you've received eternal life, but what flesh are you clothing this life with? There's life inside this flesh, even on the physical sense. Life is inside that flesh of yours. That's right. What kind of flesh are you clothing upon the life? See, Paul says this, makes it very clear in 15 Corinthians. He said there's one flesh of this and another flesh of that and another flesh of something else. Do you remember it? In 1 Corinthians 15? When he's talking about the manifestation of life. A fish's flesh covers a fish's life. That's right. The life a fish lives is clothed with flesh adaptable to that life. That's right. I haven't got fish's flesh. If you cut me up, I'm not flakes like haddock, because I don't live in the water and I don't live that kind of life. Now, it's the flesh wherewith you're clothing the life that you've received that's the important thing. Your flesh, old fleshy manifestation of the life you lived, must die utterly. Do you understand that? You've got to eat his flesh. Amen. You've got to clothe that eternal life that you have with a manifestation in the flesh that is comparable to Jesus Christ's. People can see it. Feel it. Handle it. That's it. That's why you can't sin anymore. You understand? And that's why you can't indulge flesh anymore. You can't do it. He said, if you don't eat my flesh, you haven't got my life in you. Don't you think you have? This is really what he said. You haven't got that eternal life which is in the Son in you if you've got a different kind of flesh manifestation than Jesus Christ had on the earth. Understand that? Take it right into your hearts. Let the Lord teach us this thing. Let's understand it. The life must be clothed in flesh whilst we're on this earth. Praise God. It hasn't got to be an airy-fairy thing of what we call worship. It's got to be something that's lived out and is expressed, recognizable as being Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing this is. Alright. It was the living Jesus that said it. The living Jesus. When he said, this is my body, he was just going to die. This is my body. Now, you see, my body's going to hang on the cross. I'm going to pass beyond your ken, beyond your view. This is my body. Eat that. Eat it. Do you accept the church as the body of Christ? Amen. Have a look round, because it's the church that's sitting round about you. Amen. Don't get an idea, a figure up in your mind, sort of thing called a church. You know, that's a very ethereal, you know, what we call the spiritual body. That's every member of that spiritual body must have the flesh of Christ. Eat the body, beloved. Eat the body. This is my body. So when you take that this morning, you'll do it in remembrance of him. But you eat his body. Glory. That's why, I think I've said this before, I love this thought of people giving me the bread. I don't want to go out and take it off a table in the middle. I know that's a lovely idea, but I want you to give it to me and then I'll eat you. You see, I'll eat you. I want to eat you when I take that bread from you. that is, give you all my love. I can't eat you unless I do. That's the way I eat you. Give you all my love. Love you. Would kiss the hand that gave me the bread and the cup. I love you. That's how I eat you. My brother spoke just this moment about pouring his love into some other brother's heart. I hope he poured it into his sister's heart on his left too. I think he did. I want to tell you that all ministry and prophecy of gift is useless unless it's an outpouring of love. I merely take this as an instance and as a chance to illustrate the truth of God here. It's all useless if you think you're giving a word of knowledge. Knowledge only puffs up. You've got to pour out love unless you've talked to the devil and for the devil. This is the whole truth. And the big thing about it, beloved, is that I pour my love on you when I take that bread from you. Absolutely pour it on you. I hope you feel it. Whoever passes it to me, it may be Helen, maybe someone else. But it would just as soon be you, if you were sitting beside me. One member of the body is symbolic of the whole. I eat the body. This is my body. Eat it, he said. Glory. Praise God. And this is what is called discerning the Lord's body. This is why so many people are weak and sickly. They don't discern the Lord's body at all. They don't see what it's all about. Do you discern the Lord's body? Have a look at you and I discern the Lord's body. But when I come up against your flesh very much in the everyday, your sarks, I want to feel it's Jesus. I could eat you then. Every moment of every day. Glorious. Wonderful. This is the mystery. This is what the outside mind can't grasp. This is what the human mind can't grasp. Although mine seems to have grasped it, all seems so clear to me. The Lord must have changed my mind radically. Because I can see it. I can imagine it, I can think it, I can reason it out, I can do everything. This is the change of mind without which there's no transformation of the creature, of the person. And has to be. So that the Lord makes us start to think heaven-wise whilst on earth. And in the heavenly manner. This is that now our training ground. We're on probation for that for which we should be reaching out. Glory. So may the Lord lead us on into it all, beloved. All right. I think that's all I want to say about that for the moment. Hallelujah. If everybody else agrees, I think we'll take the bread and the wine, eh?